It's Nige Atkins, and he knows this league better than most managers. I think they got Nige in at the right point, so he could do the surgery, if you like, to the football club that it needed. And you know, he's been able to he's already had good players in there, but what he's been able to do is probably get his methodology over, his ethos over in that 6 months that he was in. Now he's been able to implement that, and they're an organised team. They play with a real enthusiasm, they fit, and they're good players, but they're all functioning for one, which is the key in any team sport.
And he, as a manager, is one of the managers who's paid probably for being too successful at a particular football club.
Yeah, I think so. I think that you know, when teams get up to that Premiership, they want to flirt with maybe not managers who've got a great track record, but certainly who's got some flamboyance and extravagance, and certainly that's what I certainly saw at Southampton with Nigel. You'll never get a more organised, hard-working, sincere guy who knows his way around the football club and very successful and knows how to get teams out of leagues. So was it fair on Nigel, you know, departing from Southampton? It was absolute, you know, travesty, because we've got an English manager there who was flying in his football development and really going places. But he'll rebuild it. He won't feel sorry for himself, and he'll rebuild what he's trying to do at Reading. And he's got a great opportunity to do that, because they've got a way of doing things at Reading that's quite methodical. And I think there's a plan and a vision, and they see Nigel to lead that vision.
To someone like him, to a manager like yourself, who's at the start of his managerial career, say, well, look, you know, he did the hard yards at Scunthorpe, got the move, and yeah, then all of a sudden everything is possible, isn't it?
Well, you've never heard, you know, Nigel decrying, you know, what budget he's got, or mourning about what players he's got or the budget. Nigel just got a group of players and just worked with them. They had a yo-yo time, didn't they? They got promoted and got relegated and promoted again. But Nigel just kept sticking at it, was very resolute, was very determined, defiant in what he knew, and very clear. He knew what he wanted to do, and he kept rebuilding teams. So, yeah, it gives you great inspiration, because he's worked at the lower levels, he understands the lower levels, and it grounds you. And then when you get into that Championship, you know, you want to be a part of it. And you know, then that deserved him. He's rightly moved to Southampton. And when he went to Southampton, he knew what he was doing. He knew the club were going forward, and he could get it, you know, through League One and through the Championship. And, you know, we should celebrate English managers like Nige, because they're a shining light to coaches and managers out there.
Just finally, the last time, obviously, Barnsley were at Oakwell, didn't go your way against Watford. How important is it that you re-establish yourself at home in the way you did in the latter half of the back end of last season?
Yeah, you know, I think we want to do well. We desperately want to do well for the fans and the people that pay a lot of money to come and watch us. That is something that, even at 5-1, and we got, like I said, humiliated at times on Saturday, the fans stuck with us after the game, and that was important to me, to hear that support. And we've got to give them something back, and that's what I was alerting to after the game, that, you know, we've let people down. I've let people down Saturday. And the great thing in football, you get an opportunity to put it right and bounce back. So if Tuesday night's the game where the fans can see us have a defiant stance against Reading, then that's the time that we'll do it.